Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at creating a defensible security program using Capability Matrix. Don't know about you, but over the years, wherever company I'm in, I've received my fair share of email from the executives, right? Saying, hey, have you seen this product? Have you seen this new feature? Have you seen X? When I was at the peak of cloud computing, and I was still doing a lot of stuff on-prem, I would often get asked about cloud computing feature X or Y. And I came up with a pretty good strategy for answering those questions and for defending the roadmap and where I was going. So here's a tip to you. Create a capability matrix so that when these things come in, you can point them towards what capabilities a new product offers and what it doesn't. The way this looks is something like as follows. Across the top, all the products you have. Right, for when I was doing cloud computing, it was all IT operation stuff. But the security program would be things like IPS, IDS, DLP, MDM, all of the acronyms, right? Everything you're doing from a security control perspective across the top. Across the left, all the capabilities that these products offer. Network intrusion detection, NI-SPAM, NI-malware, advanced detection, right? Looking for TTPs, tools, tactics, and procedures. All the capabilities down the left-hand column. And then you just create a matrix where you fill in what cells, right, are being satisfied, what capabilities are satisfied, what products. Now here's how this benefits you. A, from a roadmap perspective, you can say, this tool does this, but I'm not quite fully using it yet, right? This tool has this feature, but it's on a roadmap and we're gonna do it next year, next quarter, it's on a 3-year plan, whatever it may be. That helps with predicting, and that also helps with, if you get asked for a product, for you to be able to say, okay, this product does these things, it's on a roadmap, the product costs $250,000. If you want, for $100,000, I can bring this roadmap item up in the priorities by investing more in the technology, partnering with a company, bring out a consultant, whatever it may be, right? So A, you can begin to see how you can answer the question of, do we need to buy this product? No, we don't. But for half the price, I can get the same features. B, you can, as products come up and are asked about, you can begin on future tabs to show which products satisfy what features, right? What capabilities you have, what products that you're being asked about. So future product X, Gizmo 2000, which does IPS, IDS, and DLP. Woohoo! And you're like, yeah, well, we got that. Why that's important is you can show that you've already been thinking about this and you've been proactive and you put these capabilities into the system. Also, keep track of it because chances are if one email is asking about it, another email is going to ask about. So once you've done the work, keep track of these things so you can get the answers out. And then C, finally, when you get asked about these things, there's always going to be capabilities that are not on your stack. So then you can have a good discussion about, is it worth bringing that capability in at this point in time? The Gizmo 9000 is worth $250,000 in product sales, right? However, what you also need to think about is I need a quarter FTE to drive it. So for managed service costs, it'd be closer to $500,000. And then we can hire someone and you can create a good compelling argument around that. So in doing this, use a capability matrix to defend your security program. When you get these emails, you're more in the ball. You can have a better and more intelligent conversation. And it's no longer about, yeah, I like this product, it's not what we need. Right? It's more about, thank you for the offer, thank you for the suggestion. If you want to help me make the business case, here's the two capabilities it adds. And you should also know that these other six capabilities it does, we've had in place and are doing just fine. All right, that's it for me. Hit me up. Thanks.